Good morning, everyone. I'm Teo Zhong, and I'm a PhD student of Department of Plant Science in Seoul National University. In this presentation, I will talk about photosynthetic rate prediction of whole mango plant using 3D plant model and ray tracing. First, introduction. Many of fruit trees has different kind of morphological characteristics. Fruit production dramatically changes depending on tree structure. Morphological architectures of fruit tree can affect light interception. Thus, the quality and quantity of fruits can be improved through the pruning and training. In Korea, you can see the examples of these fruit trees. For many years, mango cultivation has been restricted to the warm areas, but in non-tropical regions like Korea, mango was easily damaged by cold stress in winter. So mango can be produced in the non-tropical regions through heated greenhouse cultivation. This figure shows a mango greenhouse in Jeju Island, Korea. Important things you can see in the figure, the mango trees are trained using ropes into low base shape. Due to the mango growing in base shape, the light does not enter the canopy inside the mango trees. You can predict the light intensity inside the mango canopy by using Lambert-Beer's law. It is important to know accurate light distribution within the canopy because it closely related with photosynthesis and fruit yield. In 2016, we developed a 3D crop model of sweet pepper to conduct ray tracing simulations. This figure shows how the simulation performed. First, create a 3D crop model that is similar to real crops using graphic software. Next, ray tracing software to simulate the light intensity and at the leaf surface of the 3D crop model. This simulation allows you to see how much light reaching each leaf position of the crop. Once the light intensity reaching the leaves is determined, the whole plant of photosynthetic rate can be calculated using the simulation results and the leaf photosynthetic rate model. So we set the following objectives. First, to analyze the light interceptions of mango tree using 3D ray tracing method. Second, to determine the spatial light distributions, spatial distributions of photosynthetic rate of mango plant. Next, to estimate and validate the photosynthetic rate of whole mango plant. Materials and method. Our 2-year-old Owi mango was used in the experiment. And to measure the whole plant photosynthetic rate, a polycarbonate chamber was used with this size. And on July 21, in 2016, the experiment was conducted under natural light for 12 hours during a day. Inside the chamber, temperature and humidity were maintained at 32 degrees Celsius and 75%. 3D plant model was made by SolidWorks program. Next, let me explain the process of the establishing of 3D crop model. The leaves of Irwin mango are characterized by rotation at a certain angle from newly growing branch. As a result, the angle between the leaf and the next leaf was found to be 140 degrees on average. Next, the 3D model was created by reflecting the length and thickness of the branches that appear as Y-shaped. This is a 3D plant model of 2-year-old Owen mango that has been made. Next, I will describe a system we have constructed to measure several variables. The light intensity of each leaf position was measured using 5 quantum sensors. The sensors were installed at 15 centimeters intervals and measured the light intensity at the top and middle and bottom of the canopy. At the same time, CO2 concentration inside of the chamber was measured using a gas analyzer. The figure in the middle is the actual system that we constructed, and the figure on the right is a 3D plant model of the system, 3D model of the system. This graph shows the measured light intensity at each leaf position and CO2 concentrations inside of the chamber. And in 2015, we made a model that shows leaf photosynthetic rate of Irwin mangoes. This model that multiplied 2 negative exponential functions is suitable for representing saturation curves. This model equation has variables of light intensity and CO2 concentration. The light intensity obtained from the simulation was substituted into this equation to calculate the leaf photosynthetic rate. Therefore, in summary, the progress of this study was as follows. Create a 3D plant model and simulate it using ray tracing software. At the same time, the first validation was carried out using measured light intensity. And then, secondary validation was carried out by comparing the calculated whole plant photosynthetic rate and the actual one measured using the chamber. Let me show results. This figure shows the light intensity according to the leaf position obtained by ray tracing simulation. On July 21, 2016, the leaves on the top showed up to 600 micromole per square meter per second, but the leaves at the bottom did not reach the light. This figure shows the simulation result of the light intensity in 1-hour intervals during a day. It was confirmed that the light intensity was very complicated even in one mango tree. The light intensity obtained from the simulation result by the leaf position was compared with the actually measured value. Looking at the graph on the left, the change of light intensity during a day was found to be similar to the measured value and the simulation value. The measured light intensity showed a rapid change during measurement period, and it showed a maximum value at around 13 o'clock. This result means that the first validation has been done properly. Next, I will show the result of leaf photosynthetic rate distribution calculated by former model. Most of the leaves, top and middle, shows the photosynthetic rate almost 4 micromole per square meter per second. But this because the light intensity has already exceeded the saturation point, as you can see in the general light curve. Another feature is a phenomenon caused by shadows. It leaves on the bottom shows that photosynthesis does not occur. And this figure shows the simulation result of photosynthesis rate in 1 hour interval during a day. The following figures shows the actual CO2 concentration inside of the chamber. We have considered two factors to calculate the correct whole plant photosynthetic rate. First, leakage of occurs in the chamber itself. This is about -6% of actual whole plant photosynthetic rate. The second is the is the generation of CO2 from the respiration in the soil of the pot. This is about +3% of actual whole plant photosynthetic rate. And based on these two factors, we calculate the whole plant photosynthetic rate during a day. The blue dots in the graph are actually measured whole plant photosynthetic rate, and red dots indicate the whole plant photosynthetic rate calculated using the simulation result. The red dots shows changing from a minimum of -1 micromole per square meter per second to a maximum 7.3 micromole per square meter per second. And we compared the two results and conducted the second validation. The red dot has a R-scale value of 0.70 on a one-to-one line. If simulation conducted at more dense intervals, it will be expected that the accuracy of the secondary validation to be higher. Last, I will summarize. The light tracing simulation enabled precise analysis of canopy light distribution in the mango plant. The whole plant photosynthetic rate of the mango weed complex structure could be estimated. The estimation of whole plant photosynthetic rate by 3D modeling can be used for efficient pruning and training. Thank you for your attention.